KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
We have some sleet and some light freezing rain in 26. Our wind chill is 13. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, April 7th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Johnson's Commercial Properties, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Chickasha Monument Company. Winter weather advisory continuing for much of Oklahoma until noon today with some freezing rain, sleet, a little bit of snow, not much accumulation, but travel could be tricky out there today. Also, freeze warning because of the sub-freezing temperatures. Now, the precip should be moving up by mid-morning. Then we'll have a sunny day today with a high about 45. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high about 61. A number of burglaries in the Rush Springs area may have been solved with a number of arrests this week. The story part of today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Life is full of ups and downs. Same way with business. There are times you need more office space, while other times call for downsizing. Johnson's Commercial Rentals has office space throughout Chickasha and Grady County and can help you find the perfect space for any situation your business may need. Several properties are move-in ready and vary from 1,000 to 40,000 square feet. Is your business ready to make a move? Your first call should be Johnson's Commercial Rentals, 224-2801. That's 224-2801.
Rush Springs police arrest 10 people in connection with some recent thefts in that community. Authorities say they've recovered numerous merchandise that had been stolen. Assistant Rush Springs Police Chief Jeff Stonebreaker said the investigation began last month with reports of numerous tools taken from a contractor working on some new construction at the school there. Among those arrested, 36-year-old David Krenwelge. He's been charged with a number of misdemeanors, including possession of stolen property, breaking and entering, even attempted escape from arrest. A number of the suspects also facing some drug charges. One of them, 53-year-old Philip Denham, charged with felony drug trafficking. Stonebreaker says their investigation is continuing. Authorities have also made an arrest in connection with a brutal case of animal abuse out of Stevens County. 35-year-old Lewis Chastain of the Bray area charged with felony animal cruelty after former conviction. This is after authorities found the remains of two horses near the town of Bray back in January. An arrest warrant for Chastain issued just last week following a 2-month investigation. KSWO-TV cites court documents that allege the animals had been severely malnourished over an extended period of time. It's alleged that one of the horses was alive when it was dragged by a vehicle with a rope around its neck. It had appeared that another horse had been killed after suffering head trauma. More cool news coming right up.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
Chickasha schools will be closed through next Thursday as administrators continue to allow teachers to be part of a statewide walkout of classes. The teachers want state lawmakers to come up with funding for classroom supplies and materials, funding that has been cut from public education over the last 10 years. Now, to help the families of teachers and support employees, as well as some state workers who spent much of the week at the state capitol, the Chickasha Emergency Food Pantry and the Regional Food Bank have teamed up to offer food boxes to families in this region that are impacted. They have 500 25-pound boxes of non-perishable food available for distribution to families in and around the Chickasha area. Officials gave away more than 100 of these boxes yesterday, and the giveaway continues today from 10 until 3. That'll be going on at Chickasha's First Presbyterian Church at 6th in Minnesota. Any food that is not given away will remain with the local food pantry to help needy families. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Lisa Perkins with the city of Chickasha on our Cool Conversation program this morning, talking about a cleanup Chickasha campaign. She's the city's code enforcement officer. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, guests are Chickasha Mayor Hank Ross and Mayor-elect Chris Mosley. The Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find the links under the Community tab. Our weather forecast, windy and cold today, and we have a winter weather advisory until noon today for some snow, sleet, and some freezing rain. Very little accumulation expected, but roads could be slick and hazardous if you're going to be out there driving around today. The precip should end by late this morning. Then we'll have cloudy skies this afternoon, high about 45. And then for tomorrow, for Sunday, partly sunny, and we'll have warmer temps with a high around 60. Right now, though, it's 26 with a wind chill of 13. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
In sports, the second-ranked USAO softball team stunned by unranked Texas Wesleyan yesterday. The Drovers losing both games of a Sooner Athletic Conference doubleheader in Fort Worth yesterday. Both were walk-off wins for Texas Wesleyan. The Drovers' 20-game winning streak came to an end with a 4-3 loss in eight innings. And in Game 2, Texas Wesleyan smashed a three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth to win it 10-8. Freshman pitcher Emily Sturdy for the Drovers, who had won her first 18 games in a Drover uniform, the losing pitcher in both games. She tossed a complete game in the opener, allowing three earned runs on six hits. She struck out six, didn't walk anybody. Then she tossed two in the third innings of relief after Jordan Dethridge started in the circle. And in the second game, Cerny surrendered the three-run blast, which was the game-winning hit. The losses dropped USAO out of first place in the Sooner Athletic Conference to third, behind Oklahoma City University and Texas Wesleyan. The Drovers to be back in action today with a conference twin bill at Southwestern Assemblies of God in Waxahachie, Texas. The USAO baseball team scheduled to resume its series with Oklahoma City University today. The 7th-ranked Drovers defeated the 9th-ranked Stars 5-2 in the first game of the series at OCU Thursday night. Games are scheduled to begin at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Bill Smith Ballpark, weather and field conditions permitting. High school baseball from yesterday at the Marlowe Tournament. Fletcher beats Ardmore 12-0, and Marlowe over Paul's Valley 13-7 in the semifinals. So Fletcher and Marlowe expected to play for the title if they play the tournament today. The Chickasha Fightin' Chicks are scheduled to play this morning against the winner of yesterday's Washington and Walters game. At the Atoka Tournament yesterday, number 6th-ranked Ampo drops an 8-0 contest to top-ranked Tushka in the semifinals. Ampo will play number 2 Roth for third place today. And Velma Alma at the tournament there. Ninikaw dropped a 1-0 decision to Comanche. Ninikaw to play Marietta for third place. And at the Hinton tournament, Union City and Minko in one of the semifinals yesterday. Union City won it 9-1. Union City to play Arapahoe for the championship. Minko to play Hinton for third. Also in high school baseball yesterday, Rush Springs gets past Dibble 8-7. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by Chickasha Monument Company, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Johnson's Commercial Properties, and the First National Bank and Trust.